There's a lot of positivity and reception for practices that have been around for a long time. We're seeing steady growth in no-till, cover crops, subsurface banding of phosphorus with like VTI injectors and things like that. With edge of field practices, we're seeing adoption. It's just so slow at this point, but that's why it was so crucial in my mind to get a saturated buffer and a bioreactor installed here at Dort University, because people, you know, you can talk about something happening down in Des Moines or several counties away, but it doesn't really hit home like something locally. So that's why I think it's great to have these practices here for me to take farmers to, show them. There's been several farmers that have stopped out and looked at that bioreactor during construction and post-construction. I just conducted a survey of a saturated buffer here a few weeks ago, and I've got two more bioreactors that we're going to be doing surveys on here in the next week or two. So interest is starting to pick up because we have these local examples.